The Trulista Corporation's ongoing conflict centers on how CEO Andrew Guy handled a sexual harassment complaint against an old friend. Former Trulista board chairman Wayne Dawn claims that Guy buried the allegations, violating the company's code of conduct. Guy and his supporters say Dawn's twisting what happened to get more power. CEO Andrew Guy knows Trulista's code of conduct backwards and forwards. He actually helped write it.
We have a culture of not condoning any kind of harassment, including sexual harassment. And it comes from my upbringing from the village, where respect is premium.
Guy's worked at Trulista for 30 years, and that included a stint at the corporation's general counsel. And he's known George Owletuck for a long time, too. The two met in college and have been close. Guy is actually Owletuck's daughter's godfather. In 2014, Trulista hired Owletuck to serve as the corporation's government relations liaison, and Guy was involved in the hiring process.
I was part of the interviewing group. He did really well. Because of his prior experience at both the federal and state arenas.
Owletuck has since been accused of mismanaging funds, most significantly in Newtalk. But it was Owletuck's behavior towards a woman who was trying to sell her company to Trulista that ended his career at the corporation. Trulista hired an investigator to look into the incident and fired Owletuck at the end of last year. The question that has divided the board is what Guy knew about Owletuck and when he knew it. Guy says he didn't know anything. He didn't know that his old friend may have mismanaged funds in Newtalk, and he says he didn't know that Owletuck had harassed women at Trulista before.
George was not my direct report, so unless a person is my direct report, then I wouldn't be involved.
Guy says he didn't know Owletuck had sexually harassed anyone until October 2017, when Trulista Human Resources Director Heather Speer initiated the investigation into Owletuck's misconduct towards the business owner. But whether what Guy's saying is true is in dispute. According to a memo written by Heather Speer in 2017, Owletuck, referred to in the memo as Employee A, started making women uncomfortable at Trulista almost as soon as he was hired. Trulista disciplined him 5 times for inappropriate behavior, which ranged from making inappropriate comments to women in the office to taking credit for a woman's work. And according to Speer's memo, Andrew Guy was aware of almost all of it. KYUK showed the Speer memo to Guy and his attorney in our interview.
So it says here that, so corrective action was given to Employee A in June 2014. Monica James gave corrective action and Andrew Guy was made aware of it. In June 2014. Then it also says that you were made aware of corrective action in 2016 and 2015. And here's the document if you want to. Do you recognize it?
No, I don't remember these.
You don't remember?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he was not my direct report.
Yeah. Guy might not have had the opportunity to see the Speer memo before this interview. Attorneys representing Wayne Dawn say they excerpted the memo in multiple documents over the past few months and gave it to Trulista in court on Monday morning. But representatives of Trulista claim they've never seen it before. Last night, KYUK forwarded the memo to Trulista's new public relations expert, Charles Fadullo, at his request, and later received a call from him. He was joined on the phone by two of Trulista's attorneys, Walter Featherly and Matthew Singer. In that conversation, the attorneys said that a lot of what Speer had written in this memo just isn't true. Featherly insisted that Guy was not aware of Owletuck's past harassment of women, and he said Speer wasn't writing the truth when she said otherwise. Attorney Singer claimed that Wayne Dawn had heavily pressured Speer to write the memo in the first place. While he says he didn't know about any of Owletuck's previous harassment, Guy did know that the business owner had issues with his friend. On August 29, 2017, according to the court documents, the woman told Guy that Owletuck sent her over 1,100 text messages in about a month. He'd also shown up at her house in the lower 48, even after she told him to stay away from her. Guy apologized to her and said she wouldn't have to deal with Owletuck again. He put her in touch with another point person at Trulista, but he didn't report the incident to HR. Trulista's code of conduct requires employees to report harassment and sexual harassment. Guy says he didn't report it because he didn't think he needed to.
I thought that was outrageous, but in the context of our conversation, she never brought up anything that would have prompted me to go to legal and HR.
Even if the business owner didn't tell you, hey, these text messages were sexual. Isn't 1,100 text messages and showing up at somebody's house without permission, doesn't that constitute just plain old harassment?
Right. But in that context, she also told me that she didn't want to place George in trouble.
I see. Because she didn't make a complaint.
Yes.
Okay.
CEO Andrew Guy's critics say that Heather Spear's memo is accurate, that Guy did know that Alituk had sexually harassed women before, and that Guy knew that Alituk had sexually harassed this business owner, too. Former Chilista board chair Wayne Dawn and his supporters claim that Guy mishandled the business owner's complaint to protect a longtime political ally and friend. When Dawn tried to bring his concerns about this up with Chilista's board of directors and present Spear's memo to them, he was shut down, and the board has been trying to push him out of the company ever since. Board member Willie Casale joined Guy in his interview with KYUK. He stressed that Wayne Dawn completely overstepped his authority as board chair when he tried to bring these issues up. Last month, Chilista filed a lawsuit against Wayne Dawn to forcibly remove him from its board of directors. A motion in that lawsuit was thrown out earlier this week, but Guy confirms that the corporation is still pursuing legal action against Dawn. In the meantime, two sources close to the Alituk family say that George Alituk has left the country. Guy's heard that too, but he doesn't know why.
You don't think it has anything to do with his work at Chilista?
Yes, nothing.
Guy talked to Alituk last November when Chilista fired him. He says he hasn't been in touch with his friend since. In Bethel, I'm Teresa Katsourilis.